Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 18, verse 2 and 3 says, "And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. We become as little children when we humble ourselves, when we come to God in the way in which is we approach him with dependence. We approach him knowing that we need him for everything. You know, children want to be accepted. They want to be welcomed and to know that they are loved, to know that they are wanted. Praise God, when they were being shunned and, you know, even when I was younger, just, you know, sometimes people may make the statement, you know, I've never heard it mentioned to me, but I believe I heard the statement, you know, children are to be seen and not heard. And so sometimes you put on a back burner, you know, it's like you're not mattering. But we're thinking about some of the things that we have learned as children. Even sometimes being sidelined or being, you know, outcast, or, you know, these different things. But we think about the humility and the fact of, I just want to be a part of. I want to be a part of. I think about some of the things that children learn in school. And, you know, we would learn about sharing and taking turns and saying you're sorry. And we talk about please and thank you. And so a person had made a statement that we learn everything we need to know by the age of 5. And I'm like, yes, you know, we want to be able to remember these different things, even as we are aging, even as we are members of the body of Christ, that we want to be able to have the sharing going on. The word of God lets us know about sharing. When one person prophesied, another person prophesied, the other person judged, we do it orderly. We understand about forgiveness. We repent and we what? Forgive. We're sorry for about doing wrong, not just saying it, but actually being sorry. We turn from the things that we did that was wrong. We don't hold grudges. Think about my daughter said, I have 5 best friends. When she was in preschool, she was like 5 years old. I'm like, 5 best friends, not just one best friend and 5 acquaintances. And so we got to understand that desire and that genuineness that you raise everybody to the same standard and they at the level of best. Hallelujah. I show you a more excellent way. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, he said, covet only the best gift. The best. And then he goes on and start talking about in 1 Corinthians 13 about charity. When you elevate everybody to the level of best and you're looking like, I see you all the same way. I'm not saying I have no need of you. Hallelujah. You are valuable. We want to come humble as children and be able to see the way God will have us to see and see through eyes of love because Jesus is in us and he's helping us to be able to look at things his way and to be able to share and to show we care and to give and to serve well. Hallelujah. To forgive and mean it from my heart and not be going through the motions. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Amen.